providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV. I'm Jake Hayes, and we are getting rolling here on Community Comment. It is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website, proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. Again, over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP hardwood tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tiles, shower inserts, and more. There's also ProEdge Sharpening, located inside Professional Floor Covering. It's a full-service blade sharpening shop. You can sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Get those lawnmower blades in now. Saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, ag blades, and almost anything with an edge. And don't forget, it is never too late to get those lawnmower blades in, because you can make sure they are in top shape for the rest of this season here and also next spring and summer as well. Give them a call at 920-887-8341. And now, without further ado, we'll throw it to Terry Bell for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you very much, Jake, and welcome to Community Comment. On a Tuesday, we are talking about all the things happening at the Beaver Dam Recreation Department for the next near future. And if you would like to join the conversation, we invite you to do that. But we would like to, first of all, welcome Jana Stevens back to the program, as she always joins us at this time. Hi, Jana.
Good morning, Terry.
And we have a special introduction to make, too. Katie Kramer is the new recreation manager for the city of Beaver Dam. Welcome.
Thanks, Terry.
Certainly. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Terry, my background involved doing community education for the Columbus School District for 16 years. And after that, I did some communications, I did some marketing, I sold some radio, I did some other things. And then when I saw the position open at the recreation department, it seemed like a great fit. And so I love working where I live and giving back to the community. So I applied, and here I am.
You're new, but you're very familiar with the community.
I am. I've lived in Beaver Dam for 25 years.
Terrific. So what are your responsibilities going to be in your new role?
The majority of my responsibilities involve actually doing program management, hiring folks to implement enrichment programs and to coordinate some sporting events.
Okay, such as?
Such as volleyball.
Okay.
That's co-ed adult volleyball is the one that's coming up next. That's going to take place starting in October. We're shooting for around the 20th. We're taking registrations right now for teams. And they play on Monday nights at the Wayland Fieldhouse. There's matches at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30. And a team is between 3 and 15 players. Registration is available online, and there's a packet online with all the details that a manager would need to start a team. We're having a manager's meeting on October 6th.
And wow, you can have a team with as few as three players.
As few as three, but there needs to be two females and one male on that team.
Okay, all right. How many people play on a side at a time?
Usually just four.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Volleyball, obviously, that's a very popular recreational sport. Any other activities, if maybe volleyball isn't your thing, what might someone and their friends want to play instead?
You know, it's seasonal, right? So in the summertime, we do a lot of softball. There's always pickleball, but there'll be more pickleball opportunities later this fall. We like to have a broad range of opportunities, and of course, those are seasonal. So yeah, softball's for summer.
Okay, very good. And so volleyball's for fall. And once again, how much longer do people have to register, and when does the season start?
They can register until October 1st. They can register their team. If there's individuals that are interested and they aren't able to connect with the team, we'd be happy to go ahead and connect them with the team that's looking for more players. And all they need to do is contact me. You can call me at 920-887-4639, extension 707. They can go on the website. That is www.beaverdam.ci/REC, right?
.wi.gov/REC.
Go on the city's REC. Website. Find the REC tab. Look over on the left side. That's got all of the registration information on it. I'm sure we'll say the website again at least one time today. And then they can register that way. We're going to have a manager's meeting on October 6th. They can learn more that way. And then the first game is set around October 20th. We usually go until the middle end of March, depending on the weather and other situations at Wayland that we need to be bumped.
Great, great. Anything that anybody should know going in if they're interested in having a volleyball team?
We have two sections, an A section and a B section. So if you just want to go crazy with volleyball and you're awesome at it, then you probably want to do A. If you really want to have fun and just learn some new skills, hang out with friends, maybe B is a better fit for you.
Okay, very good. We're going to take a break here, then we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Nothing complements a Wisconsin grilled brat like a welcoming, friendly atmosphere. Enjoy all that and more as the Charleston House in Beaverdam invites you to their WBEV Brat Fry on Friday, September 12th from 11 to 1. Enjoy an open house with tours led by their awesome team and a chance to win great prizes. All while you enjoy a brat and a soda for just $2. Again, it's a Charleston House Brat Fry, Friday, September 12th. Don't miss it.
Save big money on your next painting project right now at Menards. Give your room a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer with a tough, resilient finish that's scrubbable and stain resistant. Save big today on Pittsburgh Paint in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer to find all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
WBEV, we are back with more Community Comment, and here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking about all the things that the Beaver Dam Recreation Department has to offer in the near future, and we're joined today by Jana Stevens, Recreation Department Director, and Katie Kramer, the Recreation Manager for the City of Beaver Dam Recreation Department. And what your agency covers is so much more than just, you know, opportunities to be active. You're really looking out for the whole person as well. And there are some upcoming opportunities that, people have at the Watermark to, you know, check in on their health.
Absolutely. We do partner with several community organizations and businesses to offer programs and services at the Watermark, and we offer free vision screenings, vaccination clinics, Dodge County Health Hubs, foot clinics, community blood drives, blood pressure cuffs are available for checkout, so lots of different services and programs that people can find, and the best way to find out all the details for those offerings is to go to our Community Center Courier, which is available at the Watermark, the Beaver Dam Library, City Hall, the Market, Piggly Wiggly, the hospital, several different businesses and organizations throughout the community. So, and you can also find it online at the city website on the Recreation Department page. So all those details are in there. And we offer a lot of those things on an ongoing basis, and some are just every other month or a couple times a year. So find the details there. Another really popular offering is the free presentations that we provide. We do several lunch and learn programs throughout the year. We have one coming up on September 25th, and that will be featuring Dr. Shire, a local chiropractor, who will be doing a presentation on Tai Chi and fall prevention. And his presentation will be hosted at the Watermark, and it will be part of a series of events and activities that we're doing as part of the National Falls Prevention Week. So people will be hearing more buzz about those things as the next week or two comes up. And, of course, more information on all the details can be found in the Community Center Courier for that program.
We were speaking with the fire chief, Mike Wesley, on a recent edition of this show, and he says that a big part of what the fire department deals with is ambulance calls for people who are basically needing the emergency room as primary care. This would seem a great opportunity, the free vision screenings, vaccination clinics, that sort of thing, as a good way to stay on top of, you know, your primary care without waiting until you need to go to the emergency room. You can, you know, like you say, get looked at by a professional before an emergency happens.
Right. And some of the programs, like Dr. Shire's program, is informational, and it helps connect people with resources in the community, including resources available at the Watermark and through the Recreation Department. As I mentioned, we have all of the programs and services. We also have lots of fitness classes to help people stay strong and keep moving, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But falls are a very significant number of calls for the fire department, for their EMTs, and I was just at a meeting yesterday. I am part of the Dodge County Falls Prevention Coalition, the organization that's coordinating these activities, and just that awareness and helping people stay strong, healthy, and learn about the things that put them at risk. Sometimes slipping on a rug can make people fall. And simple little changes that they can make in their home and their lifestyle. So we'll be providing opportunities to learn more and get involved in healthy activities.
We're coming up on the time of year when people get their flu shots and their COVID boosters, and there will be vaccination clinics coming up.
Right. The vaccination clinics will be held at the Watermark. We do have O'Connell Pharmacy who's coming in. We've been working with them for a couple of years now, and people have found that to be very convenient. And we will be hosting a couple of vaccination clinics with them. Dodge County Health Hubs is a new opportunity. We just had the first one at the Watermark last week. And now going forward, they will be held at the Watermark every third Tuesday. And they will be from 1:30 to 3:30. And it will be a great opportunity for people to check in with nurses. The staff is all registered nurses and other health professionals. They can do things as simple as blood pressure checks. If you're at the Watermark and want to just stop in on Tuesday afternoon and get your blood pressure checked, or you have a question for the nurse, it's a great opportunity to ask that question, and they can either answer the question or help you with other resources, find other resources to meet your needs. Other people can just drop in during that time, even if you're not coming for the Watermark for anything else. Just know that on the third Tuesday of the month, the Dodge County nurses will be at public health nurses will be there from 1:30 to 3:30 to provide that service.
And do you need to have insurance or be with any particular insurance carrier?
No insurance required. It's just a free visit to do the blood pressure check, ask some questions, and they will be offering some vaccinations in the near future as well. So stay tuned.
Very good. One thing that's pretty exciting, I don't want to give this short shrift, but you not only offer things to do around town, but you offer some pretty exciting opportunities to get away, even as far as Croatia.
Yes. We offer extended tours all over the world and the United States. We actually just had a trip, a group that returned from Michigan. It was a bus tour. We partner with a few different companies, Mayflower, Colette, and Premier World Discovery. The group that went to Michigan happened to go with Mayflower Tours, and I got very positive reviews from that group. They enjoyed that bus tour. But for those who want to travel a little farther, we have trips to Croatia, Switzerland, Austria, and Bavaria, Maine, New Zealand, Japan, Victoria, and Vancouver lined up and ready to go for next year. And now is the time to start planning and learn more about them. Actually, Croatia, it's kind of the last call for that trip. Croatia is scheduled for March 14th through the 23rd, 2026, but the deadline to register is just in a few days. So for people who want to learn more about that tour a few of the other tours we have scheduled with Colette, they should come to our travel show at the Watermark this Thursday, September 11th at 1 p.m.
And that's for if you're interested in Croatia, Switzerland, Maine, or New Zealand.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And then there's another opportunity coming up. If you'd like to go to places like the Smoky Mountains, Costa Rica, Albuquerque, and Vancouver.
Yes. So Premier World Discovery is another company that we work with, and the representative from Premier will be at the Watermark on Thursday, October 9th at 1 p.m., and she will be talking about the Smoky Mountains Christmas tour for sure. That trip is coming up this December, so that one's nearing. It's filling up, so we would have to check availability, but if people are still interested in going somewhere special and exciting in early December this year, we have that opportunity. We are working out the details for Costa Rica and the Albuquerque Balloon Festival yet. Those are in the works, and we hope to feature those at that travel show as well. And Victoria and Vancouver holiday tour for 2026 is booked. That will be offered December 1st through the 7th in 2026. And we already have somebody interested that called yesterday about that tour. So even though it's over a year away, it's a good time to start planning.
Planning is the exactly as you say. Maybe you want to stay closer to home. There are opportunities to go to Milwaukee and the Fireside Theater.
Right. We have the Milwaukee Symphony and Orchestra Holiday Pops Concert and Weiss Gerber's Golden Mast Inn tour. And that is going to be on Sunday, December 14th. That will be a fabulous day out to kind of dress up and be a little fancy and enjoy a special holiday symphony orchestra show and a wonderful restaurant in the Milwaukee area. And so that trip is filling. So if people are out there listening and think that that sounds like something that they would enjoy doing, now is the time to register because the deadline is November 10th or until the trip is full. We also have a trip to the Fireside coming up in January called Piano Men. It's Generations. Two legends, Billy Joel and Elton John. And lots of people love Billy Joel and Elton John, and the two gentlemen that put on this show are quite fabulous. And this is a very brief show at the Fireside. It's kind of in between some of their other things that they're doing, other productions. And who wouldn't like to just get on the bus and let somebody else do the driving in the middle of January? That trip is scheduled for January 10th, 2026. And so if that sounds like something that you're interested, now is the time to register for that as well.
So much to talk about that's happening with that the Beaver Dam Recreation Department has to offer. We do have to take a break for the news right now, but we'll be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brat Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack a code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household, one entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brat Fry schedule, visit daily.com.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com. Your proud train dealer.
Every athlete needs their rest on a Slumberland furniture mattress. Get plenty of sports updates here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, playing from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says today's targeted strikes against Hamas leadership in Doha, Qatar, were completely justified. Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres, was about to give a report on the global costs of war when the attack happened.
Today's breaking news underscores the importance of the report that we launched today. It lays bare a stark reality. The world is spending far more on waging war than on building peace.
He says the UN condemns the strike. The U.S. job market was a lot weaker in 2024 and for the first 3 months of this year than originally reported. Revised numbers show U.S. employers added 911,000 fewer jobs than originally reported in the year that ended in March of 2025. A judge in Michigan has dismissed criminal charges against a group of fake electors who were accused of trying to falsify the results of the 2020 election in that state. The 15 Republicans accused will now not face a trial. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Gary Day's federal trial in Arkansas is delayed until January. Day faces multiple federal felony charges in Arkansas after he and the girl he's accused of taking from Beaver Dam were found in Nebraska. The girl is now 17 and back in Beaver Dam with her family. Day is believed to be the father of the child she's carrying. It should be another 2 to 3 weeks before all the cars are removed from a large train derailment in the town of Lowell on August 15th. That's according to Dodge County Emergency Management Director Joe Meager. 22 cars went off the tracks that day, but so far only 8 cars have been removed. Meager says it's a long and meticulous process. We won't know what caused the derailment for sure for another 9 to 12 months. A woman injured in a highway crash in Lowell last month has died. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says 84-year-old Judith Scott Steinberg died at UW Hospital in Madison on Friday. She failed to yield the right-of-way to an oncoming car on Highway 1660 on August 29th. Authorities are releasing the name of the teenager killed in a one-vehicle crash near Watertown Saturday night. He was 18-year-old Caleb Guatemala from Watertown. Governor Evers says he's against the idea of sending National Guard troops to Milwaukee to fight crime. Evers says local police in Wisconsin are doing a good job on their own. President Trump has sent the National Guard to places like Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles to patrol the streets. Someone who bought a scratch-off ticket in Beaver Dam is the Wisconsin Lottery's newest millionaire. The Wisconsin Lottery says Dean Luck, that's right, his last name is Luck, bought a $1 million ticket at Jerry's Automotive on North Spring Street. He came to the Wisconsin Lottery office in Madison to collect his winnings last Friday. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 73. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers. Tonight, lows level off around 54. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
It's time for an upgrade. Upgrade your view with new windows and enjoy summer year-round with a sunroom from Hometown Glass and Improvement. Schedule your free estimate with Hometown Glass now and choose from an amazing selection of windows with over 10 top brands. Shop local and leave your home improvements to the area experts. Visit their showroom on North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam and check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement. You can call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
1-0, lifted to center, it's back, Young still chasing, running out of room, it's gone! And for William Contreras, he gives the Brewers a 2-1 lead. And the first pitch to him is lined out towards left, coming over is Churio, diving catch, and this ball game is in the books!
This is Jeff Levering, your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball is 95.3 WBEV.
Hey, it's Daisy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam. Our remodeling sale is going on right now, and you can save big during our mess. Stop in and take a look at all of the fun projects that we're doing inside the store and save with up to 80% off of list prices. Everything in the store is marked down, from clearance merchandise to mattresses to special purchase items. Sofas, sectionals, and Lazy Boy chairs are all yours at massive discounts. Take advantage of our messy days during our remodeling sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It's 95.3 WBEV and community comment, and we are brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings here at Community Comment. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all of the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas with their expertise, you'll achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now, without further ado, we will jump back into the action here with Terry Bell on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking about all the offerings and opportunities thanks to the Beaver Dam Recreation Department. And one thing that is very exciting, I should also mention that our guest today, I'm so sorry, our guests today on the program are Janice Stevens and Katie Kramer. Don't want to forget that, sorry. One thing that people are particularly excited about is John Noltner, esteemed photographer, grew up in Beaver Dam. He is coming back for a week, and there'll be lots of opportunities to get some time with him, and the Recreation Department is helping make some of that possible.
That's right. The American Association of University Women, or AAUW, of Beaver Dam, with the support of multiple community entities, is offering the larger Beaver Dam community the opportunity to enjoy and learn about John Noltner's work, to participate in some hands-on workshops, as well as be part of the project, the Belonging, Unity, and Community project. And we are fortunate at the Watermark to be hosting one of the sessions that will be on Wednesday, September 17th at 8:30 in the morning. John will be there to share a little bit more about what his work entails and about his life's work and projects. And then afterward, he will be doing some photo shoots of people. The focus is on seniors at the Watermark, the photo shoots, and that is from people who have been nominated from the community. So, but anyone and everyone is welcome to attend his presentation at 8:30 on Wednesday, September 17th. And if people haven't heard about this program, you'll be hearing more about it in the next several days. The information is out there at the library. We have the information at the Watermark. I know they are covering it in many, many places. So lots of free classes and programs.
Terrific. And then the offering that you have is one of a few that's still open to the public a lot. Some of them are by invitation only. Some of these events are already booked. So Wednesday at 8:30 would be a great opportunity for people who want to, be a part of this very special event.
Correct.
Absolutely. Another exciting thing coming up is the vendor markets and the trick-or-treat stop. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Terry, it's going to be. It's the Fall Vendor Market is part of Fall Downtown Fest. And so the Watermark's part of that is to host the vendor market. It's a great opportunity to start your holiday shopping. You could buy a gift or you could treat yourself. It's going to be on October 25th, starts at 9 a.m. and goes till 2 p.m. If you're somebody who would love to sell your wares at this event, you can pre-register to get the best booth, and you can find an 8x8 or a 4x6 booth. To register, you can just go online on our website, www.ci.beaverdam.wi.gov/rec. Got it that time, didn't I?
Sure. And, not only do you have an opportunity to take it in, but maybe you want to be a vendor.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there are still openings for vendors.
Plenty of openings still available. We can have up to 50 vendors right now. You can look on our website and see that we have 13 people already registered. So Mary Kay, LaBrie, and Sensi are already vendors that are going to be there. There's usually people that are selling jewelry or dish towels, welcome signs, all kinds of different amazing products that you can find. And so it's also a trick-or-treating hub. So bring the kids, super fun, and there'll be food. The VFW Women's Auxiliary will have food there. So for more details, you can contact me. You can go on the website.
Terrific. And that's October?
October 25th. That's what's going to be happening down in our neck of the woods on Center Street. You can pop down before you go down to the casket races.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's, you know, the casket races, Halloween and everything. And I think that's, you know, safe opportunities to trick or treat are always a big hit with parents, especially.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun because it's not only kids, but adults that enjoy the trick or treating. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
We see people of all ages coming through our building. So we'll have treats for people of all ages who are dressed up in their Halloween gear.
When people say they love fall, this sounds like the kind of thing that I think people would really enjoy being a part of.
It's your first one, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm new to town since the spring, so
you're gonna love it.
Okay, very good, very good. Anything else about these two opportunities that you want to mention?
Just that if you miss the Fall Downtown Fest Vendor Market, there'll be another one, and for Cabin Fever Fest in January.
Okay, very good. Once again, that's the Fall Downtown Fest. That's Saturday, October 25th, from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And the Watermark is the hub of all of that, I take it. Very good. Okay. We're going to take a break here, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Coming up this week on the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards on Waupun. Green Bay was dominant in week one, but have to turn a page quickly ahead of Thursday night football. The NL Central crown is within arm's length of the Crew, and we look ahead to Beaver Dam football's week four matchup with Sauk Prairie. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashensky. We are the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards on Waupun. Catch us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in 6. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
This is Matt Heyer from Heyer Insurance and Estate Planning. Are you nervous about retirement? Has your income plan been battle-tested? No worries. Call us at Heyer Insurance, where our team gets to know each client's individual story, and we educate how to solve problems while creating opportunities in the way that best impacts your retirement journey. We work closely with clients to develop comprehensive plans and manage them to optimize results. For a complimentary consult, call us, 920-887-0580. And remember, when you want to retire, call Heyer.
Nothing complements a Wisconsin grilled brat like a welcoming, friendly atmosphere. Enjoy all that and more as the Charleston House in Beaver Dam invites you to their WBEV Brat Fry on Friday, September 12th from 11 to 1. Enjoy an open house with tours led by their awesome team and a chance to win great prizes. All while you enjoy a brat and a soda for just $2. Again, it's a Charleston House Brat Fry, Friday, September 12th. Don't miss it.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and for the last segment of today's Community Comment, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking to Jana Stevens and Katie Kramer with the Beaver Dam Recreation Department about all the offerings coming up in the weeks to come and beyond. And You know, where it's, well, it's fall in Wisconsin, so you get all kinds of weather. But in general, things are going to get colder pretty soon. And that's when people who have been outside all spring and summer maybe want to do their recreating indoors. And you've got a lot of offerings for people who want to do that.
We do. And one of our number one offerings is our fitness classes. We have a little bit something for everyone. A lot of our fitness classes are geared toward people who are 40 or 50 years of age or over, but some of them we will take registrations up to as young as, I believe, 16 or 18 years old. So we have active adult exercise, strong bodies, strength and mobility, chair yoga and relaxation, and graceful yoga. And the best way for people to determine what the best fit for them is to, of course, take a look at the courier, read the descriptions, maybe check out a class for free. You can try any of the classes once for free. And then if you figure out what is a good fit for you, then you can register and join. Several of our classes did start last week, but people can jump in and join any class at this point in time if they missed out last week. We also have sessions starting either monthly or every other month, depending on what the program is. So we highly encourage people to check them out. We've talked a lot about health and wellness, fall preventions. All of our fitness classes really help people stay fit, active, and I know strong bodies and strength and mobility. Those instructors even teach people how to get up if they've fallen on the floor, or they get them down on the floor for exercises if at all possible. If someone isn't able to get down on the floor on a mat, then they have a variety of ways that they teach the class. Some people are just use a chair or do standing exercises, but really the goal is to help people stay strong and live their best life.
Because that's really the key. Strength will really prevent or at least get ahead of a lot of things that we normally associate as being quote-unquote normal with old age, but are really, in many cases, preventable.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. So. Maybe you just as soon kind of go on your own. There are opportunities for you to do some indoor walking.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
The Watermark Walkway is always popular. With the dip in temperatures, we have seen some of our regulars back. We have a lot of people that enjoy walking year-round. If they can be outside, they get outside and stay outside. But if it's a rainy day or extremely hot and humid, or just, the temperatures drop in the fall and winter months, then we see them back inside, which is great. We have other people who are there. We are there. Number one walking location because they feel comfortable there. They don't have to worry about uneven terrain on the sidewalks or streets, and don't have to worry about dogs, outside, that type of thing. So, and we always enjoy seeing them. We have a nice lounge that they can socialize with others if they want to have a cup of coffee before or after they have their walk. So that's great. So, the Watermark Walkway is available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. During our regular business hours.
And you have a new recreation activity, something that you've really wanted to do for a long time but haven't had the opportunity until now.
Yeah. So we offer a variety of activities, and we're always looking for new ideas. If someone comes to us with a new idea and they're able to teach a class, we embrace that usually, unless it's something that we just can't do or it just doesn't work. But we also have people requesting classes, and line dance is one of those that has been requested for a couple of years, but we just didn't have an instructor. And then recently, I had someone contact me about teaching dance classes, and she is teaching line dance. We offered a couple of free triets in August, and they were wildly popular, and now we are offering line dance classes. They start this week, Thursday and Friday, and so if people are out there listening and want to get involved, now is the time to jump in. We have a session, we have a Thursday afternoon and evening sessions and Friday morning sessions. We have two levels each day. Level one is for people with little or no dance experience and a slower paced learning. Level two is for people who have some dance experience and a faster paced learning environment. So, we're just super excited. Marissa is a great instructor. She's really enthusiastic about teaching and is excited to work with us. So, and if this week you're already committed to some other things, you're busy during the month of September, October, we do have classes starting in October and November as well.
Okay, so it's does it matter whether you jump in after a class is started or can you come and go as you please depending on your schedule?
For the line dance classes, I would recommend that you start from the beginning. Our other fitness classes are really ongoing classes where people can start the program at any point in time and become acclimated. The instructors are really good about working with those who have been doing it for a long time and those that are new. The line dance classes are set up in 5-week sessions, and so maybe if you're not able to make the first couple of weeks of this session of line dance, then you look at the one that starts the middle of October.
So. Very good. Very good. And if dancing isn't your thing, maybe you'd like to try bowling instead. If you like to bowl, the program has already started for the fall, Katie, but it's not too late to get involved.
It has, because Adult Bowling League takes place at Tower Lanes on Friday afternoons from 1 till 4, and they are always looking for subs. So it's a commitment that's easy to make, easy to break. You can bowl if you have the time and they need somebody. That's not a big commitment. It's $11 to register for the season, and it's $12 per session, and they really need subs, so you're really only paying for the sessions that you're needed to bowl.
That is convenient, because sometimes even the most fun thing, if you have to do it on a regular schedule, can be just another thing you have to schedule. If you just want more flexibility, being a substitute is probably the way to go.
Yeah, if you love to bowl, you'll definitely get some bowling time as a sub.
Great, yeah, and again, you could go as much as you like or as little as you like, as mm-hmm. it sounds like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's remind people that adult volleyball is coming up, and there are opportunities before the season gets started to get involved.
Yep, they should go ahead and register their team. They can register their team online on our website, or they can even come into the Watermark at 209 South Center Street, and we'd be happy to help them. There's a manager's Zoom meeting October 6th at 6:30.
Very good. And there are two different skill levels. So if you're really good or just playing for fun, there is a league for you.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Health and wellness programs coming up. These are great opportunities. Things like free vision screenings and vaccination clinics and that sort of thing. You can check out a blood pressure cuff, which is great for people who have to monitor their blood pressure but don't necessarily want to invest in their own. You can check it out for free, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's something new for us as well, offered by Dodge County Public Health. They made those. They make them available at public libraries and the Watermark and senior centers in the community or in the county, and people can check those out for a couple weeks at a time. A lot of times, people have a health issue that comes up, and the doctor wants them to monitor their blood pressure daily. for a couple of weeks before their next appointment. And so rather than having to go out and buy a blood pressure cuff, they can just come and check it out. And we have different sizes, so that's great too. And so if people are in need, we're here for people in that capacity.
And since things are getting a little urgent, a deadline coming up for some travel opportunities, if you're able to make a last-minute decision, you can still get in on some really cool trips.
Yeah, and please take a look at our Community Center Courier. Look online at the city's website. The Parks and Recreation has lots of information, including all of our travel programs, detailed itinerary. You can even register for the extended tours online through our city website.
Very good. Well, our time is up already. I want to thank Janice Stevens and Katie Kramer from the Beaver Dam Recreation Department for joining us today on Community.